Suspect arrested 1 year after $750,000 casino cage scam. On June 8, 2023, an employee at Sam's Town Casino handed over $750,000 to an unknown individual after being duped by a casino cage scam. More than 1 year later, the Las Vegas Metro Police have arrested a suspect, RB, 36, who is now in custody with a bail set at $30,000. Second suspect still at large. At least one other person is thought to have been involved in the scam. The casino employee received a call from someone claiming to be a lawyer for the casino, during which they were instructed to withdraw $750,000 and deliver it to a location 8 miles away. At the same time, the employee received text messages about an urgent UPS delivery that required payment, which contributed to the deception. However, upon returning to Sam's Town Casino, she informed a supervisor that she might have been scammed. This type of casino scam, involving a two-person team using social engineering, bold tactics, and impersonation of authority figures, is becoming ever more common. The impersonation of authority figures often intimidates employees, preventing them from thinking clearly and recognizing the scam. Cash cage scams on the increase. Cash cage scams are increasing rapidly in several states despite stringent casino security measures. The scams target vulnerabilities in casino staff, and the perpetrators use tricks such as fake texting systems to create a sense of urgency, pressuring employees to act quickly without sufficient time to think. For instance, a Las Vegas judge sentenced a person known as EGM to 1 year in prison for deceiving an employee into handing over more than $1 million. Another, M, received a suspended sentence of up to 96 months for multiple scams, including convincing a Circa Resort and casino employee to withdraw $1,170,000 in 4 installments and deliver them to a parking lot. The employee believed the caller was the hotel owner needing to make emergency payments to the fire department. M is also suspected of tricking an employee at Eureka Casino Resort into handing over $250,000 and may have been involved in a similar scam at Golden Nugget in Laughlin, although investigators could not conclusively link him to that case.